This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another 15 minutes, and then, hey, Dally, always does a great job taking over. That of Owen's show kicking off at 3 p.m. Central, the War Room. All right, continue, Alex.
Well, thanks again, Alex, for having me on the program. Like I said, I'm just about to head over to the United Arab Emirates to cover the COP28. This is a critical thing that's happening here, and there's multiple levels of what's happening here. Now, you'll read a little bit about this in some of the mainstream media. I kind of summarize the main public gist of what's going on here as at the last one, the COP27, the United States, through Joe Biden and John Kerry, pled guilty to the false accusation that Americans and Westerners have caused climate change. Basically, the hypothesis in short form is human emissions of CO2 are causing catastrophic climate change. And because the United States developed first, we invented basically everything in the modern world. We extended people's lifespans by 40 or 50 years on average. We developed the medicines and technology that liberated us from backbreaking labor. Because Americans did all those things, we are guilty and we must pay. Now, under normal circumstances, when you're facing that kind of very serious accusation that we've caused hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, snowstorms, droughts,
be able to question it, but we're not supposed to do that. That's climate denial.
Absolutely. We'd have a trial, right? We'd look at the evidence. We'd have a jury to examine the evidence and determine whether we were guilty. Well, we dispensed with the trial because John Kerry, Skull and Bones member, and Joe Biden went to COP27 and they pled guilty on our behalf. They said they were going to set us free from climate hell by basically agreeing to these charges. And so the COP28 is now the sentencing hearing. They're going to determine exactly how much wealth needs to be looted from what's left of the American middle class to be redistributed to the kleptocrats misruling the third world.
While none of them follow the rules they have for us, it's all just over the top ridiculous.
That's right, Alex. And I think this is a good place to just give my little spiel on this. You can know for a fact, and you can explain to your friends and family for a fact, that the ringleaders of this fraud do not believe it themselves. And there's a very simple way to do it. It's not the private jets that are landing by the hundreds in Dubai. It's not the delicious meals and the five-star, seven-star hotels that they're staying at. It's communist China. So I was in I came on your program from Paris at the UN Climate Summit there. And people probably remember that because of the Paris Agreement. Well, what happened in the Paris Agreement? Obama agreed to slash American emissions of CO2 by almost 30% in 10 years. Most of the rest of the Western governments agreed to similar absurdities. The communist Chinese said, well, we're going to keep increasing our CO2 emissions for at least the next 15 years. Maybe we'll peak by 2030. Now, stop and think about this for a minute. They're telling us that CO2 is dangerous pollution that's going to cook the planet. Every unit, communist China already releases 200 to 300% more CO2 than all of the Western countries combined. Every unit of economic production that takes place in China releases drastically more CO2 into the atmosphere than it does in the United States. They use coal-fired power plants. We very rarely do now in this country. So if you really wanted to put a lot of CO2 in the atmosphere, the best way to do it would be to shut down industry in America, shut it down in Canada, shut it down in Japan, move it all over to communist China. That's exactly what they did, and they had the nerve to slap each other with high fives and slap each other on the back and congratulating each other. They don't believe this themselves. If they believed it, they would have been horrified at this Paris Agreement because it's going to result in drastically more CO2 in the atmosphere. It's not about carbon dioxide. It's not even about stopping energy. It's about dismantling the Western world. It's about discrediting and destroying the United States of America so that the center of political power and gravity can shift to Beijing and the UN, and then they can put us under this one-world totalitarian system. Nothing to do with climate, nothing to do with CO2, and again, you can prove that the ringleaders know this full well.
Man, you are nailing it, brother, because I've been following you for years, but I'm so proud of the incredible work you're doing. I'm going to make a big statement when we come back because this is epic. It's not like we're here talking about some type of theory or something. We're the only ones covering the Big Enchilada, and I wish it wasn't exclusive to us. It's kind of scary. There might be like 20 of us that know all this stuff. That's not good.
Cyber Week 2023, the biggest sale of the year, is now live. Store-wide free shipping on any order, double Patriot points, that's 10% off your next order, and up to 60% off on best-selling products. And X2, sold out for more than a year, that is the game-changing element in your body that counters the fluoride, everything. Nobody else has got it. Limited supply, X2 is discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got sales right here, as much as 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got Brain Force Plus, the incredible nootropic, 60% off. Brain Force Ultra, fast acting, 60% off. Real Red Pill Plus, green fiber capsules, down out sleep support, 50% off. Vasobeats, finally back in stock, 40% off. Bodies, about to sell out, 40% off. The list goes on and on. And get a copy of my new book, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance, all at InfoWarsStore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to lay something on people that's heavy, as they'd say, if you're a hippie in the 1960s. Powerful financial interests are very arrogant, very full of themselves. They believe they have unlimited power, and they want life extension, they want control, and they don't want you morally voting through governments to tell them not to have human clones for body parts, to not test poison, gene therapies on the public. They want you out of the way, not in the discussion. So they try to distract you with Hollywood and all the rest of this garbage, all these mirages. And their plan is to just get rid of most people. They've decided you don't count. They've decided you're ugly. They've decided you're stupid. And quite frankly, if you go along with that and just keep living in denial, in a way you deserve it. But the children don't, and they're innocent. And God's watching. And I read that passage yesterday on the show. I forget who originally said it. But I'm going to read it again right now with Alex Newman and let him have some closing comments. But God's watching. We don't do this for the world. We do this because God is watching and this is a test. But I want listeners to just cogitate, meditate, focus, think, reminisce, reflect, look back, engage in some nostalgia here with me, and ask yourselves, did what Barry Goldwater talked about 60 years ago come true? Yeah. Did what Ron Paul talked about 40 years ago come true? Yeah. Did what Anthony Sutton talk about 50 years ago come true? Yes. Did what I talked about 25 years ago come true? Yeah. Because the powerful mega banks and these families that are already ruthless and out of control have bought into this, and they've got a plan. So you can tune into the Republican Party, Democratic Party, Democratic Socialists, Communists, Libertarians, all day long, and they give you corporate facsimiles that do nothing because they're meant to be ineffective. They're keys that don't go in the lock and don't turn the lock. They don't get you through. They're mental masturbation. This broadcast and our guests and what we do opens the lock. It works. That's why they want us off air. That's why Henry Kissinger tried to get me to go meet with him in New York in front of my producer. One of many times he tried to hire me, but he did it in front of my crew without saying this is a private meeting. Because I'll still follow that unless it's a crime they're committing. So it's crazy that I could have worked for these people. I don't want to work for them. The thought of it, even wargaming it, I feel the Holy Spirit leaving me. Just I'm not even entertaining it mentally, but I'm like, well, what if I did work for them? Instantly, just even thinking of the coldness, the being alone, God, where are you, God? Well, I know, I don't even think about it. I mean, I don't need to read a book to know this. The minute I even comprehend this, literally God starts pulling back. I'm like, whoa. So this is spiritual, like Alex Newman was saying. But we are covering reality. We have been good stewards. We have given you an accurate chart. You can research it yourself as well. You don't need us. But we're at the crossroads. So can you speak to the fact of the vindication? Steve Bannon a few months ago said, when you go to Thanksgiving, don't be mean, but confront your family and say, we were right about the shots. We were right about it, all of it. We've got to be more aggressive and let people know that they're in this crisis, and we've got to admit that we've been right. I think that's important because, like I said, there's only 20 people. There's hundreds of millions of people know what's going on, but they're not a magazine editor. They're not a talk show host. They don't talk to Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson every other day. They don't know Elon Musk. They don't have all this. And so I'm simply saying to them, damn it, we have the blueprints, the Death Star, baby. And we know the Death Star is the next target, and it's all of us. Closing comments. You got 4 minutes.
Well, thank you so much, Alex. And I think what you just said is really critical for people to understand. We are running short on time. Now is the time to talk to your family and your friends, the people you love. It would be unbelievably hateful for you to know everything that we just went over the last hour, everything that Alex has been talking about for so many years, everything that has now become apparent to anybody who's paying attention. It would be so hateful and so wicked for you to know that and not share it with your friends, not share it with your family, not share it with the people you care about. Yeah, it's going to be an uncomfortable process for people. It was an uncomfortable process for me. I was massively brainwashed going to very elite private schools to believe that the UN was the hope for humanity, that the UN was the savior of mankind. It's a painful process coming to realize that you have been deceived. But we absolutely must do that because, quite literally, lives, our freedoms, our country, our children, our grandchildren, everything depends on people waking up and doing something to stop it. And I'll kind of leave with this. People need to understand as well, and we've gotten into some of it on the program, the occult nature, the wicked nature of what we're dealing with. And the Bible actually talks about this in very, very clear terminology. You won't hear a lot of pastors talk about it. But if you go to Ephesians chapter 6, is I think the most clear description of what we're really facing. It talks about, the Apostle Paul talks about in his letter to the Ephesians, that we're wrestling not against flesh and blood. This isn't just about David Rockefeller and Henry Kissinger and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates of hell. We're dealing with, Paul says, powers and principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places, the powers of evil in the celestial realms. And I think for people who've been brainwashed with materialism, people who went through 12 years of government school and have been taught basically a materialist worldview, that sounds a little bit strange. But ask yourself this. How much money and power could these people possibly need? It's more than just money and power. We're dealing here with evil. We're dealing with forces from the pit of hell. God is watching. As you said, Alex, we all have a responsibility. We're all going to give an account for what we did with the time God gave us. And one of the very clear instructions that we have throughout the Bible is to stand against evil. Moses stood against Pharaoh. Elijah stood against Ahab. Christ stood against the evildoers of his age. Paul, all the disciples, right? It's a constant story of decent, God-fearing people standing up against the evil forces of darkness. Now it's our turn, right? Many have gone before us and have done their part. Now it's our turn. And folks, eternity is a long time. You really want to be thinking about these things. You really want to be prepared. If you have a family, you need to be keeping in mind, how do I take care of them? How do I protect them during the turbulence that's coming? And again, thank you so much, Alex, for having me on. And thank you for all that you've done over all these decades to wake up the American people and show everybody what's going on.
Alex, where's the best place for people to find your information?
So my personal website is libertysentinel.org. Sentinel is S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L.org. And then I'm senior editor at the New American Magazine. Here's our cover story from the last UN summit. Almost all my reporting on the COP28 will be at thenewamerican.com. And if you subscribe to the print magazine, you don't have to worry about the fascist big tech companies silencing us and censoring us. So thanks again, Alex.
Well, I learned half of what I knew from the John Birch Society. And my family was telling me all the exact same stuff from being live witnesses. Thank you so much, Alex Newman. Incredible job. Report back to us if you can from COP28. And we want to get you on all the time, brother. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Thank you, brother. God bless you.
Ladies and gentlemen, God is watching, and we have a major decision to make. Kay Daly, I appreciate her letting me steal some time. We'll skip this break so she gets more time. But we are the sentinels that are in the gap in this critical time, and everything we told you is coming true because we're tracking the enemy. And there's nothing more frustrating than knowing you're telling the truth, knowing you research hours, 7-8 hours a day, and you know it's real, and the enemy's tried to buy you. You notice when I come out and say, Rothkopf tried to get me to go work for Kissinger, and I mean, if they didn't say that wasn't true, did they get it in front of my, I mean, they said, join us. I was offered the job that Glenn Beck had before he was launched. I was offered Fox News shows, all of it. I've been there, folks. I've been there. Not just Bohemian Grove, folks. I've been there. And God was preparing me for this. This is real. This is Satan. And you, your eyes only see one millionth of what's going on. They admit that. There's dimension stacked on it. It's all this. And we're eternal beings that are new, that God just created, that have this giant eternal potential. We weren't there before. We're now going forward. That's God's real. God's omnipotent, has everything. But what could, if you're omnipotent, have everything and created the universe, what's the one thing you could do is create a new being that has sentient grasp of the universe and has free will and the potential to be part of it. But you would do that. I mean, the Satanist always says, well, God is a sadist. God let you be created and let all this happen. Well, God gave us free will. And I'm very thankful for God for free will. It makes perfect sense. But that's God not wanting to be lonely, wanting to be in communion.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pro don't get married. Pro just hang out and do these concerts, which, by the way, have screaming, adoring fans, which they show us all the time, and a paid for by Pfizer boyfriend in the NFL who suddenly is for all the shots, even though there's no reason to be. My little hairs on the back of my neck stand up and I go, whew, something's a little off here. Wanting everybody to die of heart issues, whatever. Anyways, but she's person of the year. And this is, I think, a very calculated move, just like it always is with Time Magazine. Time Magazine, as you know, was a creation of the government. It was a creation of the Rockefellers to basically put out propaganda in the form of a magazine that looked like it was private. Gee, when did they do that before? Every 5 minutes since then. Anyways, so they put this out, and they're the same people that put Romney on the cover. Heck, they're the same people that put Hitler on the cover in 1933, looking all stoic and ready to do business. You guys all remember that, right? So they put Taylor Swiftie as the new icon of business sense, an icon of the rock and roll machine, an icon of the youth is really what it's about. And there's been a lot of things. I don't know if you guys remember, but back when she did the, you know, Taylor's Dead, video, and here I am, and I thought, oh, that's a little weird, a little strange, but all right. It's just the whole thing is pretty laughable, actually. And so they put her on the cover. They don't put somebody that's actually done something for humanity. They would never do that, really, for the right reasons anyway, maybe for propaganda reasons, but like I said, they're the same people that put Hitler on the cover. Okay. So then you have breaking news again, breaking news, James Comer, Jim Jordan threaten Hunter Biden with contempt of Congress. Threaten. You guys heard me. Threaten. Well, that's a big deal. That should be breaking news. Yes, they just merely threatened. I'm going to threaten you. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to just threaten. I mean, we don't believe this horse crap, right? That's somehow breaking. I threatened you. Okay. This stuff is just, it's a joke. But, you know, it kind of leads you to believe why everything is breaking news. And the first thought you might have is, well, breaking news is there to shock me. Breaking news, right? Kind of get your attention. But you know the Greek definition of that. I don't know if anyone realizes this, but I love to go back because words are important to lefty loony bags. Okay, it's to tame, to quell, to overpower, to break, to subdue, to violate. Yeah, to break. Breaking news, and that is exactly what the media does to you every 5 seconds. It is constantly the barrage of breaking news that is really about nothing and means nothing. Who cares if Norman Lear died? All they want to point out to you with that piece of breaking news is the fact that he was a citizen activist. Everyone in Hollywood that becomes a multimillionaire, and I do sometimes wonder if they actually have the money that they say they have. I think it's sometimes a very, very big show. Is the fact that they're all citizen activists. Look at Taylor Swiftie. She's an activist. Pop star? Have you guys heard her sing when she was 17 and 18? She really didn't sing very well. She wasn't really this icon. And I'm not really just picking on Taylor. Well, I kind of am. Never mind. I am. But it's kind of ridiculous that she's the pop star she is. Okay? Because if you go back, she really didn't have the chops to do it. Honestly. She could write a few songs. So what? A lot of people can write a few songs. Okay? Just go to Nashville. They're on every corner. But they wanted her to be a star and plucked her out of obscurity to be a star from a very, very young age, molded her into what she is now. To what? To affect the youth, that's why. So this whole breaking news, this whole thing is meant to break you. It's meant to overpower you. It's meant to subdue you. It's meant to quell you. It's meant to tame you. It's meant to overpower. That's it, that's the whole meaning of breaking news. So every time you see a breaking news alert, just remember this segment, okay? Also, blinking lights. Christopher Wray and his blinking lights with the Lindsey Graham, the very feminine Lindsey Graham. Very feminine Lindsey Graham. Anyway, having this conversation about blinking lights and Lindsey Graham talking about it as, ooh, what do you mean blinking lights? Like what you're saying is so phenomenal. Yes, Christopher Wray, blinking lights is all you see. Kind of like I see dead people, right? Remember the movie, the Bruce Willis movie? I see dead people wherever I go. So all he sees is blinking lights. So really, what is he telling us? He's telling us that something's about to happen. And sometimes I wonder if they use a little telegraphy with words like this is go time as a message. When you hear the word blink, can you just see a bunch of people in a room going, well, if you hear the word blinking lights, it means go. It means false flag approved. Let's go. Okay. Because what a weird verbiage. I saw blinking lights before 9/11 and now I see blinking lights again. I just have a crystal ball and I'm with the FBI and everything is going to now come to fruition and we're going to get these major terror attacks. And at first I thought, okay, they're doing the Wheel of Fear again. The Wheel of Fear, right? And the Wheel of Fear is coming for you. What's next on the Wheel of Fear? Well, right now there's two things. Number one, terror. Ooh, be very afraid. No, just be very afraid of a false flag conducted by our government. That's what you're supposed to be afraid of. But also, the new variant. And I heard a guest on conservative talk, our own conservative talk, spilling lie after lie is from the China Institute of American Affairs, whatever that means. Hi, CIA spook, but whatever. Yes, there to reinforce the mysterious virus that only makes its way. Wow, what an interesting thing. Makes its way to children and teens. It just knows if you're a children or a teen. Okay? And this mysterious new virus that we called pneumonia for eons, it's a bacteria thing, but whatever, spinning it as if it's true, as if it's gunning for you, as if it's coming for you. So you're going to see CIA guest after CIA guest after CIA guest, because here's a little truth bit. On the lefty loony side, when they interview CIA, they interview current CIA. Why? Because they're working for the CIA and they're trustworthy because they're with the government. Okay. When us on the right, when we interview CIA, it's always ex-CIA. Why is that? Because they know we don't trust the CIA. So then suddenly CIA agent number one or two is suddenly an ex-CIA whistleblowing. And we know that they never whistleblow, right? We know that they're all on the same team, kind of like the right and the left. All on the same team, all working for the same team. It's just they either come at you as a full-fledged CIA spook or an ex-spook trying to blow the whistle, which means that they're not actually blowing the whistle. They're just there to reinforce stuff. So two things. Number one, on the Wheel of Fear, you are supposed to be very afraid that children and teens somehow germs target them over full-fledged adults because they weren't really having a whole lot of luck with all the propaganda about adults getting sick. So in the winter time, which they always have, now they got to turn it to teens and children. That's a really clever germ. Wow. I'm like impressed. And then, of course, it's happening in China. That's because the media is putting it out there, paid for, bought and sold. Right? Putting it out from China. Be right back on the Alex Jones Show. I have so much more, as you could probably.
Supplements are the fastest growing industry in the world for the last decade, year after year, because they really work. The compounds in nature are just incredible. and InfoWars has some of the very best supplements there are. Can you find other great ones out there? Absolutely. But ours are amongst the very best, and they fund the InfoWar. So that makes it a 360 win. We have store-wide free shipping for Cyber Week, only for a few more days. We have double Patriot points, and we have so many great products back in stock, like X2 and DNA Force Plus and VasoBeats and Ultra 12. Some of the products are up to 60% off, like Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. The best deals are 60% off, right down to 25% off, but these are amazing products, and they fund the InfoWar. So get the best products out there and keep InfoWars at the tip of the spear in the fight at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. I do a live show every day and happy to be here and happy to tell truth. It's really, it's hard to do so, actually. People don't realize it's a, you put yourself in kind of a weird situation when you try to tell the truth. Like Alex said, there are many, many jobs that you can have if you are part of the crew. If you're part of... I had a lot of job opportunities until they realized that I started speaking the truth. And then all of a sudden it was like crickets, right? It's just how it goes because very few people, I think, will do it and forego career for it. And you know what? If I could say anything about the education of America, 1% of the media, I think all of the media, and that includes us on the right too, actually tell the truth. About 1%'s left. And if you have money and if you have means, the best thing that you could do is putting that money and means into shoring up radio, into shoring up TV, because it still works. It still gets the messages out. It still is in operation. And you know what? It's the best place to educate America. You can get somebody to a meeting, but you have to be able to tell them what to do at that meeting, what to fight for. What does the proper role of government mean? What are we actually fighting for to get back to the Constitution? And if we did that, and these hooligans and these thieves and these robbers in D.C. Would be more exposed, and we could actually use and utilize the Constitution and our court system to do good, then that's where money should go. Money should always go to truthful media, because media can educate. Okay? It's not about getting somebody to a meeting. You can get somebody to a meeting. You can get somebody to understand that legislation's being passed, but you have to get them to understand why they need to fight it. That's the most crucial step in saving the country. And we have a special role in those that understand what's happening, because if you understand and you get it, you're probably more likely to then shore up media that tells the truth. Okay? I would think, anyway. So I said the word telegraphy. You know, it's really about messages, sending codes, symbolic codes, things like that. I think it happens a lot in government, and I think they use certain words out there to signal things. I do feel like a false flag is coming. We're kind of ripe for that. And they wanted to use the entire Israel-Hamas thing as a precursory to, you know, oh, hey, we're under siege. I'm sorry. Who's coming to get us? Why? They never say. They never say why. They never say who. It's never about that. It's always about just be very afraid. Be very, very afraid. They just don't tell you why or how. Because you know why? Because it wouldn't make sense. Why do they want to come get us again? I'm just trying to understand. Anyway, I thought it was laughable. Kevin McCarthy, what a stooge, right? What an idiot. Anyways, 53% score, as low as 43% in ever fighting for the Constitution. He has an R by his name, but it doesn't really mean anything, right? We all know that, right? It's just all power plays, okay? But he was writing this op-ed, and he's like, I'm an optimist. How could I not be? And he went into detail how he's the son of a firefighter and served in the same congressional seat for 17 years. All that means to you and I is he was completely bought and sold in order to stay there for 17 years and gain some power. But he recalled the time that he helped Republicans to a House majority twice. We got more Republican women, veterans, and minorities elected to Congress at one time more than ever. What did you do with that power? Heavy. Little Kevin, what did you do with that power? Nothing. Did you restore any liberty?
Nope.
Did you follow the Constitution?
Nope.
What'd you do then? See, they like to tout the power, but they can't really tell you what they did with the power because they did nothing. Nothing. And he went on to list his accomplishments, of course, because he's got to give himself a big pat on the back. And he says, even with slim margins in the House, we passed legislation to secure the border. Really? Because I'm pretty sure we're being overrun right now. How did you secure it? I'm just asking for a friend. How did you secure that border? What an accomplishment. Achieve energy independence. Really? Did you? We're pretty dependent still. Reduce crime. Really? You sure about that? You sure you reduced crime? Okay. Hold government accountable. How did you do that, Kevin? How did you hold government accountable? I'd like to know. Inquiring minds would like to know exactly how you held government accountable. Nobody fries for what they do. Nobody is actually has charges of treason. Everybody plays a good cop, bad cop game in Washington. Okay. Nobody's ever really getting anything for doing evil. Everyone is pretty much bought and sold to the hilt. How did you hold government accountable again? Just asking. And established a parent's bill of rights. Honey, we have a bill of rights. It's called the Bill of Rights. We don't need a parent's bill of rights. We just have them. They're God-given and they're rights. This is about how little a guy like Kevin McCarthy understands about the Constitution or about his role as 17, almost 20 years in the role that he's in, okay, as a legislator. Kind of interesting, right? All of those things, it's a nothing burger. It's wordplay. It's Kamala speak. It's five-year-old scriptwriter. It's a nothing. It's everything to make you feel good with zero substance. Like a Taylor Swift song. It's like zero substance, but it's there to make you feel like you're watching something spectacular happen. But it's not. So that's the whole secret. Nothing's happening. On our right, we haven't done anything. All we do is threaten. All we do is say we're going to threaten, and then we're going to get really fierce about the threatening, and then we're going to maybe think about holding somebody on charges, but then time slips by and everybody forgets. It's kind of like that. Kind of like a Taylor Swift show. You lose like a couple hours of your life, and you wonder where it went, and you were at a concert. Okay? That's what Congress does. We lose a lot of years of our life waiting for somebody to take action because they're merely threatening. If Jordan and Comer and all these guys were actually going to do something, don't you think it would have resulted in some sort of action thus far? No. You still have Hillary Criminal out there talking about how people are dying from climate. They're what? Yeah. Dying from climate. And they came up with a really good round number of 500,000 as a guesstimate. From heat in the summer. Summer's a season in which it's very hot. But that's okay. We'll say 500,000 people in America are dying because of climate. Did you know it's actually getting colder? I know. Shh, don't tell Hillary. And also, John Kerry and Jen Little Redhead Psaki talking about how climate's killing us off. She actually asked him, do you think you could come up with a way to describe how it's happening? And then he used a lot of Kamala wordplay to tell us all that he thinks it is. Brilliant. Yeah. But we're going to get told that it is. So when I come back, I want to talk to you just a little bit about an energy bill that was trying to make its way in and how we're being threatened by state governments, literally threatened into... You will not speak of anything. You will not question the type of housing we're paying for. You will not question the actions we take. Because if you do, your life will be made very difficult. And I also want to talk about the hostages. But let's just say on the border is another Trojan horse. They're creating the problem because they have the solution. They're letting the border be overrun. Why is that? So that we can get digital ID. And the digital ID also tracks your carbon footprint. I know, that's a thing to the left, your carbon footprint for a reason. It has to do with a lot of things like removing you from your home and your car and everything that you sort of like. But that's why the border is allowed to be overrun and both sides of government, even the little kevies, are all for it being overrun because digital ID is coming. It's their solution. Everything is a Trojan horse. And when you start to realize what the end result of that Trojan horse is, usually it kind of results in the same thing when you're talking about eugenics, right? When you're talking about people that like population control. I'll be right back on Alex Jones.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host, katedalyradio.com. And of course, truth bombing it today. I mean, we just need the clear-cut truth bombs in our life right now because everything's a little crazy, isn't it? And it sounds crazy, and then you wonder, this is all so obvious. Why is it all so obvious? And I want to talk about that for just a moment, and I want to use what's going on Israel-Hamas as a example of this, okay? From the very moment it happened, it was obvious, right, that that the Israeli government, whom I don't trust because I don't trust any government, was probably involved in what was going on because there's just no way something goes across that border without them sanctioning it, knowing it. And the troops, I mean, of course, the troops were sent off far away. It kind of reminded me of 9/11 where the Air Force was sent off on a drill, right, an hour and a half away of the very exact same thing that was actually happening at the same time. And this is why they weren't up next to those airplanes, right? Okay. So it reminded me of that. These troops were sent far away. It's not a very big place, about the size of New Jersey. But once again, we had this situation where, ooh, wow, they penetrated the border. How did they do that? And immediately they need U.S. help, and immediately we have to send all this money. Anybody know where that money went? Probably not. Big round numbers. That's how we deal with everything. Big round numbers are sent. Nobody ever does any accounting, right? So where's our guys on the right that are accounting? Oh, yeah, they don't exist. So anyway, so we're watching this whole thing play out, and it looks a little suspicious and a little weird. And it looks very obvious that something's afoot. So then you start to see the protests start, okay? But the protests are the lefty loony zombies. The lefty loony zombies are there to protest, to bring it into a whole different realm. Because then what does it do? It makes people then go into defense mode of Israel. That's kind of what it's there for. But they have these lefty loony CNN robot types that will believe every single thing they're told to protest for, because everything is high-wired for emotion and never any common sense. I know lefty loonies, you know, everybody has them in their family and you know, maybe not their inner circle if they're smart, but, you know, on the peripheral, right? You work with them, whatever, and they're easy to detect because they're highly emotional, but they don't have really any, it's pretty shallow. Okay, so no context ever, just high emotion. So they had the hostage situation, and who gets released is, of course, an American Israeli, which it was so obvious. And, of course, wasn't this the niece of Hunter's art buyer, okay, Elizabeth Hirsch, Naftali, right? And so it, appointed by Biden to the U.S. Commission Preservation of America's Heritage Abroad, okay? So deep government person, and it just happens to be her niece, and it just happens to be a situation like this. And immediately when I saw the hostage story, I was like, you've got to be kidding. Come on. I mean, supposedly they're going to take kids, which are the hardest hostages, and then they're going to release them, and why? And then, of course, it's, boy, they look really healthy and look fine, and what's going on here? And none of it has ever made sense. And that's because it's a Trojan horse also, right? These people that are protesting for violence or for the Palestinians, whatever, it's never what it actually seems. And the lefty loony emotional zombie is out there protesting, saying that they love violence directed at Jews. Well, what we don't realize is that the leftists are being drawn to protest because eventually this affects Christians. It does affect you and I. How is that? They want people to see the obvious, that the government of Israel is willing to do many things that they want, right? But the protests are the Trojan horse for something very different, and I don't think a lot of people get that. It's a Trojan horse that allows the persecution of Jews to make its way into Christianity and take down the Christians. And we are right to point out that the government is infiltrated. You're right to do that. It is infiltrated. Come on. I mean, this is so obvious. It just reeks, okay? All governments are. There isn't a government on earth that's just like altruistic and amazing and everyone else is infiltrated. Come on. You can't believe that. So this isn't about Israel. It's not about a righteous cause. It's not about anything like that. It's actually about the result of what's about to happen. And we all know that Israel plays a role in end times, right? But this is more about the end of the result, which is, if you read scripture, which is the takedown of Christianity, the persecution of Christianity at the end of that road. And that's why all the messaging is muddled. All the messaging is, you don't know who's on whose side. And wait, the left is protesting for this and the right is about this. And it doesn't make any sense. It's not supposed to. It's not supposed to make sense. Okay? And then Israel sending out letters to influencers to promote paid good messaging. I think that's an obvious move. Okay? So obvious that you can't ignore that. We need some good messaging on this. I mean, it's ridiculously obvious. So I think they want you to see that. They want you to get on board on team A or team B, but in the very extreme. Put your head in the sand and just defend, not see what's going on with the government, not see the end result, be on this side, which is the very, very weird extreme on the leftist side. There's always like a Trojan horse effect, but we rarely see what the result is going to be, like the border. They're allowing this to happen on the border, the right and the left, because digital ID is coming and carbon footprint ID is coming. I know this because of my own state. I have a very feminine governor who's a total leftist, charading as a conservative, right? Spencer Cox. And he loves Biden. I mean, loves Biden. Okay. Anytime Biden comes, it's roll out the red carpet. Anytime he can do something that is just absolutely asinine left, he'll do it. And this is happening in my own state, right, of Utah, where we're being threatened that they're moving forward and they're funding the homeless and they're funding places for the homeless to live. And then on top of that, they're funding mental health, which I told you on this show. This is one of the ways that they incarcerate, that they actually incarcerate people for their political views in the future. Caring so much about mental health and homeless and creating and erecting places all over the country with billions of dollars, and my state's putting an awful lot. We only have like 3,500 homeless at one time in my state, but making it so there's millions and millions of dollars going to the cause, okay? This is happening in all the states, and this is why I'm telling you about it, is because I live in a conservative state where people put their head in the sand, but and they don't see it. But maybe you can see it in your own state. They're hiding the fact that they're erecting all of these places for the eventual incarceration for political views and for the crazy, for the, oh my gosh, the MAGA uncle, the crazy uncle, you know, hey, rat on your crazy uncle, and the mental health police will come pick him up and incarcerate him and force injections and enforce medicine and enforce stuff on him. It's being written in every state. It was written in my state by Republicans. It's been written in New York. It's all there in writing. They are cementing your eventual incarceration into these places. And you know what? When they come to a city, even the people on the right, our people on the right, which I'm a very conservative person, right, are very much saying, oh, this is wonderful. Help for the mental health. Help, you know, mental health help. Anytime your governors and your state representatives say, we want to help out the mental health. Why? Why the sudden motivation? It's because they're building places with your tax dollars that will eventually enslave you. That's why. And I hate to make it sound that dire, but it is that dire. To get you out of your home and out of your car for causes of climate change, and then to have a nice little place that you can go where you're injected and given stuff without your own approval and they can override your rights and tell you that they can do anything to you. It's written out. Go check your legislature for all the bills across the country because that's how they do it. They do it in big sweeps across the country, 20 states at a time. What they do is they go in and they get legislation all at the same time to incarcerate you in the future. That's why you must hold feet to the fire to stop this lunacy, because it's all about over caring for the mental health and the homeless. When have they ever cared about that in the past? And by the way, the homeless have always kind of gotten by, haven't they? Why the sudden urge to build and erect all these buildings for them? There's a reason, folks. You've got to be very aware of the Trojan horse of that. Just like we have a Trojan horse in war, we have a Trojan horse in the border problem, we have a Trojan horse everywhere. I mean, honestly, I don't see blinking lights. I see Trojan horses coming at us from everywhere. We just have to understand what they mean and what they aim to do so that you can unravel those, so that you can take people to task over those. And that's the whole idea about being awake. That's what being awake means, is to see what the end result is. I'm Kate Daly for The Alex Jones Show. So glad to share this time with you. I appreciate it. Go to katedalyradio.com for more. Thanks, you guys.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.